sleeping in here, or did you come in here?
No, I'm coming in.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be taking up the Rabbeinu Yonah. And as we said, there were two issues in the statement of Shlosha She'achlu Ka'achas Chayav and Lazamein. One was, what does it mean to be Mazamein? We went through the Rambam yesterday, which the essence of Zimun from the Rambam would be a different type, a qualitatively different kind of Birkas HaMazon. That is to say that you are converting, so to speak, instead of three separate entities of Birkas HaMazon, that is the Birkas HaMazon of one particular person, the other, you know, individuals, it becomes a joint Birkas HaMazon. And that is brought about through the mechanism of the Zimun, which is the Bracha. So there are two elements. There's the Zimun, which is the Hazmana, but that acts as a catalyst to unite all of the people into one group for the sake of creating a new entity of Birkas HaMazon. That is, roughly speaking, basically speaking, the idea of what Zimun is. Now we take up the Rabbeinu Yonah. Shlosh Shachlu Kiyachas Chayav and Lazamein. Yesh Mefarshim. There are those who explain the Mairi Kishakavu Atzman Biyachad Mitzchila Lahamotzi. So he's really raising a very, very significant issue. There are those who say that this is speaking where they were koveya themselves. That is to say, they joined together and there was a specific kvias, designation, by the hamotzi. That is, it wasn't just haphazard that they happened to be eating together, but they had made a decision and had actually designated a place. Uvola hashmienu. And it comes to teach us, Shekivan Shehem Shlosha, that since they are three, Vehasebu Metchila Lechol Bikviyusa, and they reclined at the outset to eat in a manner of Kviyus. Kviyus meaning it's a real meal. It's not just a quick bite and you're leaving. It's Chayav and Lazamein. So if you have three who recline together in a manner of Kviyus, they're chayiv lezamein. That's one pshat. V'yesh mefarshim, and there are others who explain, she'af al pishilo berchu hamotzi biyachad, even though they didn't make the hamotzi together, v'lo kavu metchila, and they did not join together from the outset, chayavin lezamein, they're chayiv in Zimun. So this is a very big gap between the two positions. Here you're talking about three people that just haphazardly came together. Shemeyacha shesaimu biyachad, since they finished together, ha'achila koveya osam, the achila is koveya them. Which is a strange concept. What does that mean, the achila is koveya them? So those are the two positions. But he continues, because what's the basis? Where is it all coming from? And he quotes his Rebbe. His Rebbe says, Shanachon kmo pirish harishon, that the correct way is the first pshat, which sets a higher standard. That is only when there's a specific kvias. She'ein chayavin, that they're not chayav, ela kishakavu lechol biyachad mitchila, unless they decided to eat together from the outset. Okay. Behavi raya, and he brought a raya. Titnan liel, for we learned above in the last parak, in the sixth parak, where it says, Hey Sebu, if they reclined, echad mevarech l'kulam, then one makes the bracha for all of them. People get together, and they're eating together, and they recline, so one person makes the bracha for all of them. V'daikini ala b'gemara, that's the Mishnah. And the Gemara makes the diuk. Heisebu in, that is if they reclined. That's the case where one makes the bracha for everybody. Aval yashvu lo, But the implication is, if they didn't recline and they just sat, so then you can't have one making the bracha for everyone. Then the Gemara says, Raminu. Contradiction. Asar b'nei Adam, shahayu mahalchim b'derech. You have 10 people traveling on the road. Afal pisha ochlin mikikar echad. Even though they're eating from one loaf. Each one makes his own separate bracha. Yashvu, even if they sat down, even though each one is eating from his own loaf, echad mevarch lekulam. So one makes the bracha for all of them. Okay. So, you could see already the contradiction. Yashvu, Katani Yashvu. So we learn Yashvu. Afalpi, Shalo, Heisebu. Even though they didn't recline. So that contradicts. Because in the Mishnah we learned that it's only when they reclined that one person makes a bracha for all of them. And here we've learned that no, the difference is whether they are standing or moving, or as opposed to Yashvu. But if Yashvu, it doesn't matter whether they're eating from one kikar or a separate kikar, it doesn't matter. That the whole thing is Yashvu, which indicates that you don't require Haseba. Umutar Tzinan, and the Gemara then answers. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Kagon the Amri is speaking, where they said, Nezal v'nechol nahama beduchta palon. That the meaning of that, the meaning of Yashu is that they said, they decided, let's go and eat bread in this particular place. The kivon she'eskimu lechol b'makom kavua, because since they agreed to eat in a designated place, or yodua, or a known place, k'man, they say budamai, dummy. It's as though they had Haseba. So now the Gemara is expanding the concept of Haseba. Haseba doesn't mean necessarily reclining, but that's an illustration of a concept. What's the concept that it's illustrating? The idea that they ate with a particular type of Kfiyas Makom. Kfiyas Makom was the thing. That they designated, established a place for Achila. That's the factor. And if they did Haseba, so that's automatically Kfiyas. We don't eat Derech Haseba anymore. So, but they used to eat Derech Haseba, reclining. So apparently if they had Haseba, that in and of itself is Kfiyas. But it doesn't mean that there's no other way. Yashvu can also. But that would mean that it wasn't haphazard. That it was designated. And that's the way the Gemara answers it. Okay. So what's the point, though? What do you learn from this with regard to our consideration? That the analysis of the Mishnah, the Gemara, what the Havamina was, it should only be a Seva, and the answer, that's fine. It's not really essential to really go through all that. Because we're really concerned with the outcome. The result is, though, that it did say that the situation, what determines whether one blesses for all or whether everybody blesses separately, is this phenomenon of Kfiyas. That's for sure. That where there's no kfiyas, where it's haphazard, then each person blesses separately. So that's why he preferred the first pshat. The first pshat is saying that that's our Mishnah. So now let's go to our Mishnah. Where's the chiyuv zimin coming to the picture? Where there's ka'achas. What's ka'achas? When they were kaveh themselves at the very outset to eat together. But the idea, the second idea that's brought down, that if they did not do so, and they just haphazardly happened to find themselves in the same place, that somehow or other the Achila itself joins them together, that he doesn't like. Not based upon the analysis of the sources. She says, Vaday Braisa, Bibirkas Hamazon Mairi. Now, of course, the question arises, what bracha were they talking about? They're talking about bracha Rishona, the Hamotzi, or were they talking about Birkas Hamazon? Because we're interested over here in Birkas Hamazon. So now he says that Braisa is talking about Pirkei Samazon. Dachi Amrinim Behedya B'Yerushalmi. Because you have the Yerushalmi, which says it openly. Yashvu B'Yachlu, etc. The Mashmasha Achlu Kikar. Its implication is that the implication is that they already ate. V'im k'divrei ha'omrim she'en tzarech kviyas l'zimun, and according to those who maintain that you don't require kviyas l'zimun, amai yitzrich rav Nachman l'ukma k'gon di amri nezel v'nechol nahama b'duch t'pala. Why did he have to give that answer? Ha'avi matzil l'trutzei, he could have said, d'hasa mishim hachi amrinon, d'yashfu the Yashvu, Echim Mavarach Lekulam. V'yachal v'shaloi esivu mitchila, v'bnei sh'achila kaveya osam. He's simply reiterating. He's saying that, going back to our Gemara over here, the resolution of the contradiction between esivu and Yashvu, the one that Rav Nachman gives, that if it's true that the achila is kaveya them, and you don't require the kviyas in the first place, so why didn't he give that answer? Why did he have to say that it's talking about where they designated a place to eat? Why didn't he simply say that the achila is kaveya them? Umidlo shaninan hachi, and since he didn't give this answer, shaminan de pshitlahu, we can deduce that it's obvious to him, the chi amrinan echad mevarach l'kulam, that when we say one is mevarach l'kulam, b'shakavu atzman mitchila, lechol biyachad ka'amar. It's only when they were koveya themselves from the outset to eat together. Halav achi, without this however, kol echad biyachad mevarach li'atzmo. Then everybody is mevarach li'atzmo. V'eino achila kavas osam. And the achila does not join them, does not create the kriyas. Tekonami, a further proof of this, further proof to his case, to bolster his case, is a case in the Mishnah, if you've done the entire Mishnah. The Katani, for we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Vashamesh she'ochal kezayis mitzdarif. That is to say that if two people are eating together and there's a shamesh, the shamish is the waiter. So the waiter is not sitting together with them at the meal. He's not a participant, but he's serving the meal. But let's, you know, sometimes in the course of the meal, he grabs some food too. And the minimal would be a kezayis. He ate a kezayis of bread. In the course of serving them, he ate a kezayis. So what's the halacha? Mitzdarif, he joins together. He says, "V'amai istrich lemisni shashamesh mitzdarif." Why is it necessary to teach me that the shamesh is mitzdarif? What he's saying at this point is that I have a proof. Why do I have a proof? It's a different kind of a proof, because you have this halach in the Mishnah that needs explanation, and you have to treat it like a chiddush. So he's saying, according to the other view, you're not going to explain shamesh because there's no need to teach me. It's tichlamisni. There's no need for the Tana to include that. It would be superfluous. He only includes those halachas that constitute some type of a chiddush. So according to the other view, the case of shamesh is not going to be explained. It's interesting. He's not proving or disproving now from the standpoint of the logic of his position. That's one way of trying to establish a case, by showing that the other position doesn't make sense, mine makes sense. Here there's another way, and that is that all positions must be consistent with everything in the Mishnah. So my position is consistent with the Mishnah, in that the Mishnah contains a chiddush relating to the case of the shamish she'ochal kezayis. And that will fit into my position, as I will show you. But according to the other position, it's not going to be any kind of a chiddush whatsoever, and would therefore be rendered unnecessary and superfluous. And we can't assume that the Tana was teaching us superfluous things, so that's another raya for my position. So his question is, why is it necessary to tell me that the shamish is mitzdarif? Ela vadai, bo lahashmienu, but it certainly comes to teach us She'af al pisha she'or b'nei adam eino mitstarfim elo b'yeshivas keva. That even though other people are not mitstarif, except with yeshivas keva, Hashamish mitstarif, the Shamish is mitstarif. The kamo she'kava imam lechol dainin on lei. That's the chiddush, which is, it's not so simple what the chiddush is, but it certainly is a chiddush. Let's put it this way. It's not so pashut. But that's what he wants to say. He wants to say that that's really the idea, that it's kamo. It's like he was kaveya with them, dainin on lei, we consider him. We consider it that way, because you would have thought otherwise. You would have thought that that he's not part of the kviyas. And that's why you needed the chiddush. I mean, he's not telling us what the chiddush is, obviously. We're going to have to figure that out. But his point that he wants to make is that, so according to my position, you have a chiddush. And you can see that it's a chiddush. It's such a big chiddush, we don't even understand it. No, but that's not a problem, because we'll address it. We'll address it in that context. We'll see what the point was. Because it seems to go contrary to his position. His position requires that the people that eat together have decided to convey themselves to eat together from the outset, and he's saying the Shamash is not part of that kriyas. But somehow or other we consider him part of that kriyas. Okay, so we don't, but this we'll all agree, that that's a chiddush. But let's analyze from the other standpoint now, because that would presuppose that according to the alternative position, the case of Shamash is not a chiddush. Why? Why isn't it a chiddush according to them? It's not clear at this point why it wouldn't be a chiddush according to the other view. Because even though the other view says you don't require kvias to begin with, but the achila itself is the kaveya. But what do you mean over here? Still in all, the shamish, it seems to me, is in a different category. Because people besides the shamish, people that are not shamish, would mean that, you know, you're part of the Suda. You one person sits down and starts eating, then another person joins him, and he joins them. And then the other person joins him, so they're joined together. There's a joining together. Maybe it wasn't established l'chatchila, but the fact that they ate together creates a unit. But you can't say that about the Shamish. Because he's going in and out. He's in a different category altogether, according to both views. He's in a different category. He's not an eater. You see what I'm saying? He's not an eater. He's a server. Now, it's not even clear to me from a physical standpoint, when you said he ate a kazayas, does that mean that there was a pause and they invited him to the table and he sat with them and he ate a kazayas and then he goes back to his chores? I don't know if that's the case. I think it means that he's a shamish. He's serving. In the course of serving them, he eats a kazayas. They give him a kazayas, fine. But when they give him, I don't know, are we saying here that they say, okay, take a break now and join us and eat with us? If that's the case, I don't think that's the shamash anymore, because for those, you know, just be, yeah, it's not a title, waiter. Then he ceases to be a waiter and he becomes a guest. So now it's like one of the, you have to understand what we're talking about over here when you say waiter. For example, a lot of times you're the host. You invite a few people over for a meal. So, you know, you're eating the meal. You're doing both. You're serving and you're eating. Right? That's what on a Shabbos. People come. So you go inside and you bring out to the guests. So we're going to say, one second, it's a shaila now whether you're part of the Zeman because you were a shamish. No, it doesn't mean because you're performing the function of a shamish. That's not the problem. You're part of the kviyas. So you could be both. The fact that you're doing the serving does not in and of itself prevent you from being part of the kviyas. I don't think anybody would say that. So what do we mean by shamish then? Do we not mean that he's not part of the kviyas? He's separate. He's a waiter. He has to know his place now. He's a waiter. They're wealthy people, and they're, you know, have a waiter. He's not supposed to sit down and be part of the meal. He's supposed to be apart, wearing his tuxedo, whatever it is, and his gloves, and serving everybody. But in the course of doing that activity, he partakes of the meal, does he not? He partakes of the meal. Because maybe in the kitchen, where does he do his eating over there? That's what I want to ask you guys. Where does he do his eating of his kazayas?
Well,
Rashi does indicate that it's Imoim. Rashi says, Vashamesh, Shashimshon Besuda, he served them in the meal, V'achal Imoim Kezayas, and he ate a Kezayas with them, Kedei Litzarif Imoim Lezimun, in order to be Mitzarif with them for Zimun. That's interesting. That would imply that Imoim, would imply Imoim, and would imply, not from the outset, that they joined him in order for the Zimun. But then it was the Chiddush, unless you want to say that, see from this, that you don't need him to be together with them. Rashi on Memzai Amid Beis, where the Gemara is taking up the issue of Hashamish Achol Kezayis, and the Gemara says that Pshita, it's obvious he ate a Kezayis. So it says, no, Ma'od Detei Hashamish Lo Kava, Kamash Malak. The Chiddush is with regard to the Kviyas, that I would think that it's not rendered, it's not considered to be Kviyas. So what's Lo Kava? So Rashi says, Ein Lo Kviyas. He does not have any Kviyas, Lefi Sheholech Uba, because he's coming and going. So that's not Kviyas.
So it seems to
let's put it this way. Even if at the moment that he ate, he was sitting, that becomes irrelevant now. The whole issue was, take a picture of him when he's eating. Is he eating standing, on the go, or sitting is irrelevant, because it doesn't matter anymore. Even if he's sitting when he ate, that's not kviyas, because he's coming and going. Kviyas implies the word permanent, which I don't like to use. The Kahati is along the same lines. The Kahati commentary on the Mishnah says about the Shamish who's serving the Mesubim, Afal Pisha Ein Makomo Kavua Eitzel HaShulchan, even though his place is not Kavua by the table. Imachal Mazon Kishir Zayas, which was a different way of putting it. So I thought he probably eats in the kitchen. Well, wherever it is, he doesn't eat at the table with the other people. If he did, then as I said, then he's not a Shabbos anymore. But he's eating at a different place, or he's eating on the go, whatever you want to say. So the Chiddush is that he too is considered to be part of the Kriyas. The question I'm raising is that I see that it's a Chiddush according to the first view, which says that you have to have Kriyas Meikara. But to me, it is not that clear that this point negates the other position. I have a question on that. At this point in time, I'm not convinced that I understand how this would refute the other position. The other position is, so to speak, more lenient in defining or determining what constitutes a tzira for Zimun. They don't require the kviyas meikar. And they do use the expression that the achila is mustarifsam. But the way I understand that is that just means that the three people who benched together simply wound up eating together by happenstance, by accident, in the calf. But they're eating together. It wasn't established that way to begin with. They just happened to join together. And now they're eating together. So is that tzirif or no? It has to be meikara. But you do have the idea that three people ate together. That you don't throw out the window. So you have to have three people eating together. Okay? Now, whether they started out that way or wound up that way, the question is, the shamash is not part of the three that's eating together. we don't mean to say that total stranger happened to be eating at the same time or whatever. We mean three people are eating together. And thus, the question arises, the Shamesh, who serves them, is he part of the three? Is he part of, Akvius is established, let's put it this way. Akvius is established by virtue of the fact that three people ate together. Together does mean in one place. No one's throwing that out the window. It's just that it wasn't designated, but it happened. So the idea of eating together in one place is there. So one can argue that the Shamesh constitutes a Chiddush. Is he considered part of the three? Just because you say Achila is kavas, that doesn't mean Achila, which wasn't together, which wasn't part of this kvias, that's been established as a result of the Achila. I'm not so convinced that it's not a chiddush for them. Both positions at this point in time wind up in the same place. three people eating together. Together means at the same table. They all wind up in the same place. However, position one holds that that's not Zimun, at least in terms of the Chiyuv Zimun. That is another issue as to whether they can. We're not talking about whether they have a right to do Zimun or not. We're talking about Chayav and Lazamein. When I mean Chayav and Lazamein, the Nafkimin would be if the first position says that you just wound up in the same place eating together, so you're not Chayav and Lazamein. Didn't say you can't do Zimun, but it's very important. If you're not Chayav and Lazamein, it means you can finish earlier. You can finish earlier and bench and leave because you have no chayav, you're not chayav lezamin. But if shlosh yishrochu kiyachas, according to what we decided, let's go to the pizza shop and eat together, three guys. So then you did that, and then one guy decided he has an appointment and he has to go somewhere and he can't wait and da-da-da, too bad, you can't leave. I think Aaron takes that up, what the Derech Eretz is, so to speak. Whether the other guy should eat quickly and stop him or stop for him. I'm not going getting into that. The point is you can't leave because you can't bench. Why can't you bench? Because you have a chiv and zimun, and zimun is not the same as singular benching. Okay? Now, the other position holds that no, three guys go separately to the pizza shop. They didn't plan it. And they wind up, just now, join you. Before you know it, you have three guys eating together. Okay? So, I mean, a kazayis, at least a kazayis, whatever. Let's, to make it simple, the bulk of their meal they eat together. According to second position, they have a chiyuv zimun, and even though we didn't intend to eat together. I can't bench, you can't bench, that's what it means. That's the effect of the chiyuv zimun. But, the idea that the three are eating together, and together means they ate a kazayis in one place, that's true according to everybody. No one's arguing that. No one's arguing that if I'm eating lunch the same time you're eating lunch, but we're not together, that we have some kind of zimun going on. So therefore, it seems to me that it's a legitimate question in terms of the shamesh, who really is not together. You can't say the achila is koveya him, since he's not together. It's a different kind of an achila, it's a different issue. According to both sides, seems to me. But anyways, let's just take a look. That's what the Rabban Yonah wants to say. I'm not sure that at this point I understand it fully. That is to say, that according to him, I definitely say it's a big question according to him. There's no question, because he says the fact that three people ate together in one place is not enough. There's got to be kfiyas. So that's the question. What's the question? Well, so what? That's the question. Yeah, but I mean, the idea that they would eat with a waiter, that was part of the thing from the outset. You're telling me that they didn't know there'd be a waiter there? When they decided to have this meal, these two people had this meal with the waiter. And then it's not the waiter didn't come along accidentally. So the waiter was part of the kvias as well. At this point, I'm going to leave it on this note. Well, I have to come back to it. The point is like this. My problem is that both sides require kvias. And the question of the shamish has to do with kvias. And that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That he wasn't kaveya for achila. It's a different kind of an achila. It's not an achila shel kvias. And according to both sides, you have to have that. Now, the only question is whether that's only achievable through designation at the outset, or whether that's achievable in a de facto, so to speak, through the actual achila. But everybody agrees that the achila of the shamash is different. So I'll leave it on that note, and we can come back to that some more. We're going to the rush now. We're not going to read through the entire rush, which is pretty much a recapitulation of what we've read. But towards the latter part of the column, the Yod Hei Viraya, he's referring to the Rabbeinu Yonah, Mehoditnan, that he brought a raya from that which we learned, Vashamesh, Ochel, Kazayas, Mitztaref. Machidish Yesh B'Shamesh, Yose, Me Ba'achar. And his question was, what chidish is there, according to the other view, with the Shamesh, more so than anybody else? Elavadai, Ashmeinin, Afalpi, Shesh, Arbnei, Odom, Eim, Mitztarfin, Ela b'yeshivas keva, but rather it's to teach you that other people are not mitzdaref except through yeshivas keva. Hashem is mitzdaref below yeshivas keva. Lefisha derech achilazo bekach. Because that's his derech achila. The Rush is quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, saying the same thing he said. Now, V'lin era, the Rush says, K'divrei ha'mefarshim, as those who explain, Afal pisha lo berchu hamotzi biyachad, even though they didn't say the brach of hamotzi together, Ela achar kach nikvu b'achila yachad, but afterwards they became nikvu, passive, became joined together, so to speak, in a joint achila. Nikvu l'zimun. So then they were kavua, they became kavua for zimun as well. Which is the second view, it seems. The ain on Rashi l'chalek, and they can't split, because that's the effect. Chayav l'zimun means you can't bench an individual birkas hamazon. Humashe hevi raya me'ahi the case of mevarchin, lav raya. And the raya he brought from Ketzad Mevarchim is not a raya. The Shani Hasam, that case is different. The Elo Amri Nezel V'Nechel Naham B'duch Plonis, because if they didn't say, let's join together and eat in this particular place, Hayu Mitzchilas HaSa'uda Ad Sofa below Keva, then from the beginning of the meal until the end, it would be without Kfiyas. And nobody could be motzi the other person. But if some of them reclined to begin with, and then a third person came and reclined with them. Achar Sheschilu harishonim lechol. After the first ones began to eat, ula didan afilu biyeshiva. Okay, because he's already established that point that we don't do our seva anymore, and our yeshiva, our sitting at a table is equivalent to their seva. That's kviyas. Kivan sheheim kvuim yachad bigmar achila, since they are together, established together. At the conclusion of the achilah, chayavim lezamein. They are obligated to be mezamein. V'chein ahi d'shamesh adam achar, shehoya ochel ki ein ha-shamesh, lo hoya mitzdaref ki ben d'lo kava. That's the point we said before. And thus, he's trying to show you that the point of shamesh is a chiddush, according to this position. Because the nature of the achilah that the shamesh is engaged in, normally speaking, would not partake of kviyas. He would not be nikva. And that's the chiddush, that due to the fact that he's the shamesh, so this type of an achila would constitute. You see, he really addressed that point beautifully. We were discussing that whole idea, that it's not so simple that it would not constitute a chiddush according to the second view. He's saying it is. Because the kind of achila that the shamash is engaging in does not meet the standards, even according to the second view, for Zimun, because there is the aspect of kviyas. So he attacks the whole raya that's brought down by the Rebbe of the Rabbeinu Yonah. All he's saying is as follows. It's a very, very subtle point. He's saying the Gemara did not mean, when it gave the answer, that Nazel, that they said, let's go and eat in a certain place. It doesn't mean to say that those people who ate together out of something which was planned. They all decided to get together. It means to say that someone had to say it, that there had to be kviyas. That without that, there's no kviyas. You have to establish kviyas. Listen, look at the words carefully. He's saying, if that was not said, Elo amru nezel v'nechol nahama v'duch deplonis, because if that wasn't said, hayu mitchilas asud atzofa below kavah, so then it's just a haphazard eating. There's no kviyas at all. There's got to be some kviyas. If people just stopped to look at some scenery, not for the purpose of eating, not for any kind of kviyas, and one person started eating, And then another person started eating. So then he says, the achila would not be kaveh them. This is what he's saying. Because then there's no kviyas at all. It's just a haphazard eating. It's just an unplanned kind of an eating. So what the Gemara is saying is that you have to have, someone had to say, nasal v'nechel. Because by saying nasal v'nechel, you're changing the character of the achila, and it becomes an achila of kviyas. So when it becomes an achila kviyas, even if it were one person. So then, he's giving you a further insight into the whole position of the achilas kovas. So then when somebody else comes and joins together with you, he doesn't have to say anything. So then he's mitzarev to the kviyas. He joins you because the kviyas is already existing. There does exist an achila shel keva, and now he's coming to join together with you. And then when a third person comes, you see, he too joins with that kviyas. The achila kavas then means it's got to be an achila shel kviyas. But if it was never an achila shel kviyas in the first place, so then it's just that's what he said. That's just then in that case you won't have achilas kavas then. That's what he's saying. Let's look at those words carefully. He says the ilo amru nezol v'necho nahama b'duch deplonis. If they didn't say that, then you're lacking the whole kviyas factor. So this is an achila without kviyas. And then one person can be most of the others because the condition that's necessary for that is kviyas. Miktsasan. But if ya sebo miktsasan tchila. If some of them were reclined, okay, that's kviyas. So then some of them were koveya. To begin with, uva hashalishi, and then the third person came, veheisavi moem, and joined with them, achar sheshchilu horishonim lechol, after the first began to eat, ulidana filubi yeshiva, and according to us, even with yeshiva, kivan sheim kavuam yachad bigmar achila, since they are kavua together with the Gemara Achila, so that's the Mitzarif. So the Kviyas, after the fact, post facto Kviyas, is operative. But you got to have Kviyas, you can't overlook Kviyas. So without a Seba, there's no Kviyas. And the equivalent to that is Nezol v'Nechol. So that's not a problem anymore. It wasn't even addressing this issue. The essence of the Rosh's point is that no one is saying from that Gemara that the group becomes a group by virtue of joint designation and kfias from the outset. No one is saying that. All one can deduce from there is that in order to establish any type of kfias, you have to have designation from the outset. That is a condition in the establishment of kfias per se. Not, however, a necessity in the establishment of the kind of kfias of shlosha that we are talking about, that creates the chiyuv of Zimun. The creation of the chiyuv of Zimun is not dependent upon original... He says that you don't require the kviyas of shlosha to be established ab initio. That is the essence of the point, though, I think, of the Rush. I think it's a brilliant answer. Not for me to say brilliant about the Rush, but I'm just... It's very subtle. That is to say that all you can deduce from there is that, to begin with, ab initio, there must be the phenomenon of kviyas.
How many have to
be? Once the phenomenon of kviyas exists, you have two ideas. There's the kviyas suda, then there's the shlosha, the tzir of shlosha. He's separating the idea of kviyas achila from tzir of shlosha. And tzir of shlosha comes about not co-jointly with the basic kviyas achila, as Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, but indeed it's something which is separate. And he maintains that if you have a kviyas achila in existence, then the tzir of shlosha, to join the three to that kviyas, can come about in different phases through the achila. The illustration that the Rush provided was where you have two, starting off with two, and then the third joins them. But Once you understand the point, as I've explained it, I don't see what forces you to say that it even started with two. Perhaps it could start with one. I don't know. I'll leave that an open question. But from the pure logic of what we've said, it would seem that even if one person said nasal venejo, and he sat down with kvias,
who's he talking about?
Then a second person came, and then a third person came. I don't know why it'd have to be two. But that's not essential for us to make that, to dissect it and bring it to that level at this point. What we have over here is the fact that the Rosh has shown that one need not be forced into the position of Rabbeinu Yonah by virtue of the Gemara on Mem Beis. So you have two legitimate positions now.